This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Jesus put his finger on the root cause of falsehood and error in spiritual matters. You do err, he said, not knowing the Scriptures. There is no record where a turning away from the faith resulted from a humble, honest, prayerful, diligent study of God's holy word. In the statement, God gives wisdom, we learn a precious truth. Wisdom is a gift from God. But God reserves this gift for those who demonstrate by their time in the Word that they truly desire it. And the great and precious promises of God show us clearly that we will never search in vain. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God which teaches you to profit, which leads you by the way that you should go. Wisdom, just like every other good and perfect gift, is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. There was an incident in the life of Daniel that illustrates this truth. His life was on the line. He had promised the king that he would reveal what the king had dreamed, but subsequently forgotten. All the wise men, the magicians, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans had been called upon to do so, but were not able. Daniel got together with his three friends and prayed about it. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast made known unto us the king's matter. Daniel was a man of prayer. He was also a man of the word. Later in the book, you discover him diligent in study of the writings of Jeremiah. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. These two scriptural exercises have always been the hallmark of the great men of God down through the ages. Now think with me for a moment of the wise men of the earth. Who among them can give you wisdom? None of them. Not one can impart wisdom to you. They can make an earnest effort to teach you what they know, but that is not the same. In any university classroom around the world today, there are some students who are passing the course and some who are failing. That would not be true if the instructor could give his wisdom to his students. But he can't. He can make it available, explain it, repeat it, but he cannot give it. Only God can do that. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives to all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. God is wisdom. God has wisdom. God is ready, willing, and able to give you that wisdom if you will meet the conditions he lays out in his word. Out of his mouth, through the lives of holy men of God who were moved by the Holy Spirit, He has given us His Word, the revelation of His knowledge and understanding. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, the greatest gift ever bestowed on the human race is the Holy Bible. Yet isn't it amazing? Isn't it sad? Isn't it incredible that so few take advantage of this priceless treasure? So often, diligent study of the Scriptures is left to the pastor and teacher, while the great bulk of the people of God go begging like paupers in the streets because they have left the treasure house of the Word of God sealed shut. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you to begin this valuable spiritual discipline, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. This guide can help you establish and maintain a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. Just write, The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.